Scrambling for jobs, I currently work for a charity organizing physical events, and was put on furlough when the scheme was announced. Throughout the scheme we had reassurances that we would be fine. As it got closer to the end of the scheme and we were renewed being brought back into the office, that was a bad sign. As we were due to return from furlough, a new COVID furlough restructure was announced, and a number of positions have been made redundant. Sunacare's announcement comes too late. Organizations have already made their redundancy plans in anticipation of the end of the furlough scheme. My employer has stated that it is not going to be changing plans. The new announcements seem to be putting faith in companies actually caring about their employees, and not just making decisions on the basis of how best to make money. It feels like the government's main motivation has been to delay redundancies and to make itself appear less accountable for mass unemployment. I have been put in a position where my co-workers are scrambling to get whatever role they can get. Some of my colleagues have made financial commitments in renewing tenancies, mortgage payments, and now find themselves in situations where they cannot afford to pay the bills. It is not just the service sector that is affected. I work in the charity sector and I feel like the next wave of redundancies is affecting the rest of the economy too. Redundancies are now permeating into companies that are functioning, but making redundancies in anticipation of a second wave. Hannah Jones.